Log Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
International Divine Intervention Day program. I'm your host and facilitator, Dr. Jesse Walker. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. We'll also be joined by Principal LeBron. She'll be joining us as well momentarily. And we just want to reach out and say good morning. So at this time, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and begin our praise and worship. We've got a lot to cover this morning. Our theme today is, has God given man the power to rebuke negativity in our lives? Has God given man the power to rebuke negativity in our lives? We're going to begin our praise and worship this morning by listening to a song that has over 194 million hits on it. And this song is called Waymaker. Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much for that this morning. Once again, we're saying good morning to all of you all. This time we want to go ahead with our scripture reading and get that going. That scripture reading is scheduled to be done by Sister Wolberg. Sister Wolberg, if you're on the line, please acknowledge, and also Sister Arrington. Good morning. If either one of you are on the line, please let me know.
Good morning, Dr. Walker. This is Sister
Arrington. Good morning, Sister Arrington.
Yes, so good to hear you. Yes, I am on, and just cue me when you're ready for me.
Okay, good. Is Sister Wolberg on? Sister Wolberg? All right, we don't have Sister Wolberg this morning, so we're going to, in just a moment,
would
we're going to ask.
Would you like me to read the scripture?
Yes, please, and give us the interpretation. Thank you.
Which scripture is it? Because I don't have it, so I'd have to look it up.
If you can give us the 23rd Psalms, that would be great, just the 23rd Psalms.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, while she's preparing that, we're going to also mention that we've got another powerful show coming up next Friday night. We really want you all to be a part of that. We're going to give you the theme later in the week. You can also go to the website and look at that information. It's going to be a very powerful show, and we also have coming up on one of our Saturday shows, one of our Sabbath morning shows, we're going to have actually a day of testimony, praise and testimony, where we're giving just, instead of a sermon, we're just going to give some praise reports to let people know how God is working in these times. And we're just going to do some testimonies and praise reports and to show other people who have doubt, because even during COVID and other times, I mean, even the news reported this week that people are really depressed, and COVID has contributed. Sister Wolberg, Sister Arrington, whenever you're ready.
Okay. I'll start now. Psalm 23. Father, would you illuminate your word? It is living and active and powerful as a double-edged sword. May I, the speaker and the listener, Father, receive what you've intended as you handwrote this, inspired by your spirit, using man. Amen. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is a powerful psalm and one of my favorite psalms. And I think when we just read it as a general psalm, we look at it as just a prayer, but it has so much within it in every verse. So I'm going to just try to break it down verse by verse. Psalm 23, verses 1 through 6. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, right? He makes me lie down in green pastures. So he provides for us. He provides everything that we need, for our mind, body, and soul. He restores your soul. He leads us in the path of righteousness' sake. So he teaches us and he leads us on the right path for us to follow if we would adhere to his words and his instructions. It says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So he teaches us. He walks with us. He comforts us. He prepares a table in the presence of my enemies. He anoints my head with oil. My cup runneth over. You know, and I think, you know, when I love this, when it says that he anointeth my head. you know, and my cup runneth over. That means he gifts us, and he gives us what we need to full satisfaction, and he anoints us, he blesses us, he gives us what we need to withstand everything that we are going to endure in this life. It says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. So the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. So everything that we're in need of, everything, not some things, it says everything, in all the days of my life, I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We have this promise, and I just love this verse. You know, we can just take it like for granted as just being a prayer, but I actually, there's a book I just want to recommend. When you've asked me to read this, I wish I'd have known in advance, because I have a book called A Shepherd's Look at Psalm 23, and I think it's written by Keller is the last name. You should get that book, every one of you. It's a little hand pocket book, and it breaks it down. It's an entire book to break down this psalm. And I wasn't prepared because this was not my task today, but I want to encourage you all to know that the psalmist puts to rest. He refreshes us, because this is the way he deals with us, because he's loving and he's kind in all of his ways. And though even though weeping endures at the night, he says joy comes in the morning. So dwell on this psalm, brethren. Meditate on it verse by verse. And let's see what the Lord gives you individually for yourself, because he deals with us individually and he speaks specifically through every verse. So be blessed by this psalm. Thank you, Brother Walker.
All right, this time we're going to be featured with, we had an early morning testimony scheduled with Brother Foote, but I'm not sure if he's online this morning. We're not seeing his number here this morning. So this time we'll give him maybe a few more minutes to see if he'll come in. So at this time we're going to go ahead and have a... we're going to do an early morning testimony in place of Brother Foote's testimony this morning. We're going to go ahead and bring in another early morning testimony with, let's see who's online. Some of the people are still not here yet. I know it's early in the morning. Let's see if we can go ahead and bring in 8617, Sister Maria, with that scheduled for prayer. So, Sister Arrington, why don't we go ahead this morning, because we're missing some people, and give us that focus point.
Great. I was going to suggest that because I have another morning commitment. Perfect. Okay. Let me get my notes, and I'll begin. So the theme I was giving was, has God given men power to rebuke negativity in our lives? I want to start this focus point with a scripture reference. I'm going to read from 2 Corinthians 10:5. The scripture reads, casting down every argument and every high thing that exalts itself against God, and bringing every thought captivity to the obedience of Christ. In my life, this is very near and dear to me, because my beginning of my walk with God started 35 years ago, and I was in the battle of the mind. And I learned, you know, I came to know the Lord very late in life, in my mid-30s. And I came from, I'm the first lineage of a Christian line of in my family. So there was a curse. I felt like there was a curse on my family. I've seen three generations disintegrate, self-destruct through many suicides. Men in my family were either drug addicts or alcoholics. And as a young girl, as an only girl of five brothers, I did not understand what was happening. And I constantly battled, you know, negative thoughts, negative feelings, you know, and my life was self-destructing as well. But God in his mercy and his grace intervened. So I have learned that we fight an invisible battle. It is truly a battle of the mind. God does give us the ability, because first of all, he's our creator. He says he created us in his image and his likeness. And I've learned in life, especially because I lived in the world and I've studied other religions and I've looked for self-help and, you know, read many self-help books, I realized all truth came from scripture. So I began to just delve into the Word of God, and it has totally transformed my mind, and I know that it can do the same for you. And he has given us the ability and the power because his Word declares it. When I was asked to speak on this subject, so many thoughts just flooded my mind, and I'm just going to share a couple of them with you because we fight an invisible war, okay? We are definitely in a war, and the enemy is Satan, and he works in our life through sin, negative thoughts, negative emotions, negative feelings. And we have to remember we are soldiers and we're fighting this war. And God says through his word that we should be anxious for nothing, but in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then verse 8, this is from Philippians 4, and that was verse 6. Verse 8 says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are of good report, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So those are two verses. There are many other verses. I'd like to actually speak on this the next time as well, Dr. Walker, because I have pages and pages of notes on this. And so I don't believe this is coincidental. So I'd like to continue to just read something for you for just a couple of other verses. I'll just take. So I do believe that, as I said, the battle's in the mind. And if we don't learn to take our thoughts captive, and even our thoughts captive in the teachings of Christ will help us make the right decisions of the people that we surround ourselves with, because we have a lot of negativity and toxicity that comes from work environment, family environment. These are some things that we can't totally avoid. We live in this world, even though we're not of this world, but we do have the power because God has given man the power to renew his mind according to the word of God, and to take every thought captive to line it up with the obedience of Christ. I think of one example when Jesus was going to the cross and Peter stood in his way. And if you remember, any of you that are familiar with scripture, when he said, get thee behind me, Satan, he said this to Peter, one of his disciples, because Peter was speaking words that were not from the scriptures, that were not according to God's divine plan and his will. So remember, anything and anyone and anything said or anything thrown your way that is not lined up with scripture and not lined up with God's word is negative, and you have the power and the authority by the written word and by the power of God's Holy Spirit that lives in us. Because we're not of this world. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. We have the power to take the word of God and replace it with every negative thought, and it will transform your life. So remember, it's not in our own strength, but God has given us his strength, his power, and his word, so that we do have the authority over any evil thoughts, any evil experiences, and any evil people. So exercise your authority in Christ Jesus and know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. Amen. Be encouraged. Amen. Thank you for the opportunity to share, Dr. Walker.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that. And yes, we'll go ahead and continue with that in 2 weeks on our Miracle Prayer Day. For that as well. And just announce that book one more time for us, if you would.
Oh, the book on the Psalm 23, it's called A Shepherd's Look at Psalm 23. I have a box of them. I give them out all the time. I believe the name is Caleb. I don't have it in front of me right now. I'm in another room, and my family's sleeping. But I definitely will get that. I'll take a picture of it and send it to you, Dr. Walker, so you can have the information. It's a little handbook. I mean, you could read it over a weekend. You know, it's phenomenal. I can't get enough of it. I read it over 30 years ago. It's still fresh, and I give it out to everyone, and everyone that gets, you know, that reads it gets just a whole new perspective on that psalm. You know, God's word is so rich, and there's so much in it, and we just sometimes glaze over it so quickly. But if you read it, you digest it, you meditate upon it, and you let the Holy Spirit reveal something to you, you'll be so blessed. So it's a shepherd's look at Psalm 23, and the last name is Keller. I do remember the last name. I don't remember the first name. But I'll definitely get you that information. Be blessed.
Amen. Thank you so very much for that. And I do have a book similar to that. I don't remember the name of it either. I've had it for over 30 years, and it not only gives you the 23rd Psalm, this particular book that I had gave you the Lord's Prayer and several other scriptures that were broken down. And it gave you it was over 30 years ago that I had that book. And I, as you were saying this, I was looking on my shelf and fast so that I could get back to the air to see which book it is. But I know that I still have it here in my on my shelf.
Yeah,
so
if I find it while we're on it, and I'll send you mine.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, at this time.
Thank you,
Dr.
Walker.
And thank you so much. This time we're going to have Sister LeBron going to come in and introduce the next person. Principal LeBron? Okay, maybe she's on mute. I think she is. Okay, let me go ahead. I'm sorry, Principal LeBron, you were on mute.
Yes, good morning, everyone. At this time, we're going to have a special testimony by Sister Dion. Sister Dion, if you're on the line. Okay. All right. Sister Dion. Okay, if Sister Dion is not on the line, I'll go ahead and real quick and give up.
I think she's there. She was on mute. Sister Dion, are you there?
Okay.
Yes, sir. I've been saying happy Sabbath, good morning, but I'm not hearing anything.
Okay, thank you so much.
Are you here?
Yeah, go ahead. Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, good morning again. Happy Sabbath. Okay, my testimony is that God is good all the time. The Lord led me to a sermon last week, which topic was Be Faithful Unto Death. And as I listened to the sermon, the pastor also told someone else's testimony that the person had lost his job, the gentleman had lost his job. He has two young children. His wife does domestic work, so there wasn't much cash coming in. And so the gentleman was talking to God, and he said, Lord, I'd prefer to sit and watch these two children starve to death before I work on your Sabbath. To me, that you would sit and watch your children die before you break the law of God. And so I said, you know, that's how we all should be. But the Lord allowed me to hear that because he knew what was coming. I lost my job in February, and I have no income nor anything coming in. The Lord allowed me to do a little thing, yeah, but there are bills that I need to pay that weren't being paid. And we have to trust the Lord in all that we do. So I was offered a job by a young lady. She called me and she said, I have a assistant living built workhouse, and I would like somebody to work on the weekend. Said I cannot fill that position. I don't work on the Sabbath. She said, but I have Seventh-day Adventist people here that work. I said, I'm sorry, but I cannot fill that position. And so my son called me, and he told me that a lady is gonna call me. He didn't know what the lady was calling me pertaining to. And so I said, okay. And I hung up the phone from my son, the lady called. And she said, your son gave me your number. And he says, you're seeking employment. So I said, yes. And so she said, okay, a friend of mine has a living helper work thing that he does, and we need somebody to work on the weekends. And I'm saying, why is it that so many people are offering me jobs to work on the weekend? And then I remembered, this is how the enemy of our soul tempts us, to see if we truly, oh, they say they love God, let's see how much they love him. And so I told her, I cannot work on the Sabbath. And so I am trusting God, you know, to provide for me, to stand up for me. He says, if you honor him, he'll honor you. And before the end of the week, yeah, I got some work that actually filled my bills that I had to pay. God provides for us when we honor him. And I am praying that we will all be faithful unto death. Amen. That's my testimony.
Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to go ahead. Principal LeBron is going to give you all the instructions for prayer, preparing for prayer. And we're going to be bringing on our first prayer warrior. Sister Maria will be our first prayer warrior this morning. So, Principal LeBron, if you'll give everybody the instructions in preparation for our first prayer warrior.
Yes, good morning, everyone. Okay, Sister Maria, she has a pen and paper ready. I would like for you, if you have a special prayer request, to please unmute yourself at this time and to let her know what is that prayer request, because you know that if you don't bring that prayer request to the Lord, he won't answered. I know he knows what you're going through, but he needs for you to come before him and let him know what it is. So at this time, I'm going to ask you to just unmute yourself and tell Sister Maria what's your prayer request so that she can go ahead and write it down.
Sister Maria, my name is Sister Arrington, and I'm going to get mine in on the first battle because I have another commitment. I have to leave soon. I would like prayer. God is definitely working in my family, even though it might be through negative circumstances. He works in all things. And my son is seeking employment. He's had some opportunities, but, you know, I've really been praying for God's will and for God to draw him back into the fold. His name is Nico.
Some people, I mean, I don't know how he's
getting a lot of feedback.
Stay close. When he has people in Jamaican, if you get a Jamaican clan, if you get the Jamaican, and you know what I'm saying?
Someone else
from
the...
I'm sorry, we're back into the studio, you all. If you're not going to give a prayer request, you might want to mute your... Go ahead, Sister Arrington. We're sorry about that.
Okay, that's okay. So if you can pray for one, my son, his name is Carlo, and he's seeking employment, but not just any employment. We really want God's will to be done in his life. He's away from the Lord. And I know God is working through his work situation. And also both of my daughters, Sheila and Sheena, are both diagnosed with autoimmune diseases, both a thyroid but totally opposite, but they are both thyroid. So for healing and restoration for my three children, Carlo, Sheena, and Sheila.
Okay.
Thank you.
I got you. You're welcome. Father in heaven, we come to you in the name of your son, Jesus. Lord, we're just so grateful that we can come boldly to your throne of grace. And we're thankful, dear Heavenly Father, for the sacrifice that your son Jesus made on Calvary. Lord, that he can cover us with the robe of his righteousness. Lord, I ask that you remove everything that God will that will even try to interrupt this prayer, God. And Lord, we're just so grateful, God, that as we come together in the body of Christ, dear God, that we can come united, dear God, and in the fellowship, dear God, and that we all can touch and agree, because, Lord, you said if we agreed on earth, dear God, that it will be agreed in heaven. So, God, please cleanse all of us, all of our sins, our iniquities, our transgressions, all of our shortcomings, and all of our faults. And Father, we just ask that the way be cleared to your mercy seat and your sanctuary. Lord, you heard the request of your daughter, Sister Arrington. God, we're asking you, Lord, to be with her, Lord. She has other commitments today. And whatever they are, dear God, I ask that your anointing will be upon her, Lord, that she will be able to represent you, dear God, in the light that will draw others to you. Lord, continue to wrap your arms around her. Keep her, dear God. Lord, let the Holy Spirit, Lord, continue to guide her and tell her that this is the way. Help her to keep her mind in perfect peace, dear God, as it continue, Lord, to stay upon you. Because we know that the enemy is going back and forth like a roaring lion, seeking to devour your children. And she is your daughter, God. So, Lord, I pray, dear God, that she will be rooted and grounded and that she'll have on the full armor so that she'll be able, Lord, to stand in the gap for her children, dear God, and for whomever you, God, you bring in her life. Lord, she has three little lambs that you have given to her, God, and she's lifting them up to you, Lord. Lord, her son Carlos, dear God. Lord, she wants the Holy Spirit, Lord, to speak to his heart, dear God, and to encourage him. And, Lord, you're such an awesome God because you reason with us, God. You don't force. So, God, I'm asking that you would give him that reasoning, dear God, that he, dear God, will see that your way is the best way and that he, Lord, will be led into the fold. Lord, he's looking for employment, Lord. Lord, you own a cattle on 1,000 hills. Lord, and you know all the jobs, dear God, and you know the right one for him. And, Lord, we praise you and we thank you, God, that you're going to open up that right job for him, Lord. Lord, I pray, dear God, that wherever you open it up to, that you already have in position those that will encourage him, Lord, to look to you, and that the training that his mom, dear God, has given him, that it will align, dear God, with whatever the environment that you place him in, Lord, that, and he will be drawn closer to you. That it's not just about making money on this world, because you said, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? So, Lord, ultimately, dear God, we're asking that you continue to lead and draw him to you, God. Lord, she has two daughters, dear God, Sheila and Sheena. God, you are the great physician. You are the healer. There's nothing that you cannot do. You are the God of the impossible, God. And, Lord, we're asking you, Lord, just to turn things around in their life. Lord, that you, dear God, will address that autoimmune situation that they're going through, God. Lord, that you will give them healing, that you will give them restoration, God. And, Lord, as you do that, God, I pray that they will be drawn to you because you said, beloved, above all things, I want you to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So, God, I pray, dear God, that as you bring them healing, dear God, that their souls, dear God, will be prospering. Lord, I pray that you, Lord, will just continue to bless this family. And, Lord, let the angel of the Lord encamp round about their Sister Harrington and her whole family, dear God. And, Lord, I pray, dear God, that she, dear God, and her family, Lord, will just learn to just bind together and just keep their eyes upon you because we know you're coming soon. And she and her family want to be ready, as all of us on this line. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much, Sister Marie, for that powerful prayer. At this time, we're going to have a testimony by Brother Bates. Brother Bates, are you on the line? Could you unmute yourself?
Hello, Brother Bates.
I don't think, good morning, happy Sabbath. I don't think it's a Brother Bates, it's a Sister Bates.
Okay, I'm sorry,
oh,
Sister Bates.
Okay, sorry Brother about Bates. That, Sister Bates. Well, you are one, so that's good. Yes, Sister Bates, go ahead and give that to somebody.
God has been good to me. I can't complain. Some years ago, I was very sick. My heart was keep palpitating. My blood pressure was so high. And the doctor told me then that I have a bad heart and I have to do surgery. The way that I was feeling, I believe him, you know, so I get ready to do the surgery, prepare everything to do it. Just a few weeks before the surgery, my daughter called me and told me to go to the embassy to pick up my visa. So I called my doctor and I said to him that I'm not going to do the surgery anymore because I'm going to America. He said to me, oh, yes, because I'm going to America will be a better place. So I came here and went to the doctor, and they run a lot of tests, and the doctor asked me after those tests, and we get the results, and so he asked me, who told you that you have bad heart? I told him that my doctor back in Jamaica told me that I have bad heart. He said to me, you don't have any bad heart. Your heart is good. So to say this, to say that, I trust in God. I put my faith in God. And to that time when I was about to do the surgery, He made a way of escape for me. Because if I had done it then, I wouldn't be alive today, because they wouldn't get anything what they're looking for, you know? So I know that is God that kept me. I know that is the God of heaven that delivered me and moved me from where I was of not doing that heart surgery. I would die. So my God is real. My God is a good God. And up till today, I haven't done no surgery for my heart. Sometimes I feel a little funny, but there's nothing to do surgery about. So when we put our trust in the Almighty, He is there standing by our side. And I just want to give Him praise and thanks for all that He has done for me. Many problems and difficulties, sickness that I went through, He still kept me. He still kept me on repentance ground where I can make my sins right with Him. This is my testimony that God has been so good to me. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. We're certainly glad that you got a second opinion on that about your heart, because I've discovered that a lot of surgeries are done that are unnecessary. Every time you're cut on, that's more money that sometimes they make. And I'm not saying that surgeries aren't necessary, but statistics are even showing that a lot of the surgeries that are done are not even necessary. And yes. Thank God that He revealed that to you.
Yes.
At this time, we're going to go ahead and prepare for our next prayer warrior. We may have to just complete the entire, almost everybody on the, so we can avoid that background noise. We're going to be bringing in Sister Hyacinth Wright to give our next prayer, to be our next prayer warrior. Sister Wright, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, Sister Wright, with paper and pencil, I'm going to still ask for a special prayer for, this is Brother Walker, for the Russia and Ukraine situation, that God will intervene according to His will for that crisis there in Ukraine this morning. And if there are any other prayer requests, fine, you can certainly make that.
I'm Sister Jean. I am asking my dear sister to pray. On Monday morning, I met an evangelist lady who is searching for to know the right day of worshiping her. And I am studying with her. Pray that her name is Miss Annie. Miss Manny, please pray that she will accept the message, the true message, before it's too late. Amen.
there any other prayer requests?
Yes. Good morning.
Hello. Go ahead. We can hear you. Morning.
Yes,
good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Walker. Good morning, Pastor Rose. And good morning, Principal LeBron, and everyone on the show. This is Sister Marjorie. I just would like a prayer for all everyone, well, really for everyone in the world, you know, because we are going through a lot of things together. And also for my family and my friends and for everyone going through all the sick people and for everyone who have lost in their family. And as I said, for everyone who lost their life in Ukraine also. Thank you. Have a good day, everyone. Sister Marjorie.
Holy Father, we just want to take a moment to come before your presence on this your Holy Sabbath day of rest. Oh God, we can rest from our labors today and be refreshed spiritually. Oh God in heaven, we just thank you because we're still numbered among the living where we can praise your holy name. And we just want to thank you, God, because your mercies are new every morning. Oh God in heaven, you said, come unto me, all who are labored and heavy laden, and you will give them rest. So God, this morning we come unto you with all our burdens, all our cares, and all our tribulations. Oh God in heaven, you said we have not because we ask not. So this morning we just want to lift up the people of Ukraine to you and Russia this morning. You see the situation they're in. Oh, God, you said there would be wars and rumors of wars in the last days, and we're seeing that unfolding right before our eyes this morning. So, God in heaven, you, Lord, know how your children there are suffering. You see the destruction that the enemy has wrought. Oh, God in heaven, the enemy has been using Putin, Lord, to create this destruction, this sadness, this loss of life. Oh, God in heaven, you see your children suffering. So, Lord, we pray, Lord, that in your holy power, you put an end to this destruction, dear God. Whatever the enemy is doing, please undo, oh, God in heaven. Many lives have been displaced. Many lives have been lost. Oh, God in heaven, you see, sit high and you look low. And you see the cries and you hear the cries of your children everywhere in these countries. Oh, God in heaven, you please bring peace. Please bring hope. Please bring healing, dear God. Oh, God in heaven, you see where the refugees are. They have been displaced, oh, God in heaven. Please provide for all of their needs, dear God. Food, shelter, clothing. Oh, God in heaven, healing. Oh, God, please, I pray, take care of each of your children that's suffering at this time. Oh, God in heaven, the enemy has taken over the mind of Putin. Oh, God, I pray that you bring it under subjection to the Holy Spirit power, Lord. Let not the enemy continue to use this man to create this, oh, God, but I pray that you bring him down, bring him under subjection to your will, Holy Father. Oh, God in heaven, we pray that these refugees will turn to you, the author and finisher of their faith. They will find in you solace. They will find in you comfort. They will find in you peace, oh, God in heaven. We pray, Lord, that there will be an increase in the humanitarian aids for them, oh, God in heaven. And we pray that your children that are displaced, Lord, will find hope and rest in you, I pray, oh, God in heaven. Be with each and every family. Reunite families that have been displaced. Oh, God in heaven, be with the bereaved at this time, those who have lost loved ones in this crisis. Oh, God, bring comfort, hope, and healing, and a peace that passeth all understanding, knowing that you, God, has heard every cry of your children. You, God, has bottled all their tears, and you, God, will bring comfort and healing to their hearts at this time. Oh, God in heaven, I pray for the request, oh, God, for Sister Jean, for the evangelist that she's working with, Evangelist Manny, Lord. Oh, God in heaven, let your daughter open her heart to receive your spirit, Sabbath truth. Oh, God, send your Holy Spirit to teach and guide her, dear God in heaven. We pray that your daughter will surrender to your will this morning, Lord, and she will be a soul won for your kingdom. We pray that the efforts of Sister Jean will continue, and you will send the Holy Spirit to lead and guide her so that this soul can be won for your kingdom. We pray also for Sister Marge's request for the world, Lord, for her family, for her friends, oh God, for even the sick ones, Lord, and the bereaved. The sick, Lord, oh God, you said, is there anyone that's sick among us? Let them come to the elders and be anointed for healing. So, Lord, at this time, I pray that you touch the sick from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you'll put your healing hands on them, Lord. You are the great physician, Lord. You have never lost a case. You have won every single battle, Lord, for illness. So, Lord, in heaven, those that are sick, I pray, Holy Father, that you give them that touch of healing, Lord, that they need this morning, according to your will in heaven. Oh, God, some are spiritually sick, Lord, not only physical sickness, Lord. We pray that they get that touch that they need from you, Lord, that spiritual touch. Oh, God, in heaven, you see your children that are hurting everywhere, Lord. We pray, humble God, that you touch and heal this morning. Oh, God, in heaven, and we'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory and the honor. We won't be like that nine lepers, Lord. Only one came back to give you the praise. So, Lord in heaven, let us be careful always to thank you in all things. You said with prayer and supplication, let all requests be made known unto you. So, God, on this holy day, your Sabbath day, when you created most miracles for healing, Lord, we pray that you touch the sick among us, within our midst, all those who are on the line, Lord, that needs healing, that have unspoken requests for healing, Lord, we pray that you hear and answer their cries according to your will in heaven. Be with us. Continue to bless this program. Continue to bless everyone represented here and their families and their friends and their neighbors and their co-workers and this entire universe, Lord, that you're holding in your hands at this time. We pray, Lord, that you don't forget us, don't forsake us, and bless us, I pray, continually with your love. With thanksgiving, we humble ask all these things in your Son Jesus' name, with the forgiveness of all of our sins, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Wright, for that powerful prayer.
You're welcome.
You know,
Thank you.
If there ever was a time that we needed the Lord, this is the time that we need him now more than ever. So thank you for that powerful prayer. At this time, I just want to say a quick testimony or praise report, I should say. As a principal, sometimes there are tough decisions that you have to make as far as sometimes when, especially in our private schools, if a parent is not paying or has not been up to par, then the board has to make a decision sometimes whether that child stays in school. And this was a particular case at our school. And the board had decided that, you know, there was no payment that came in, that the child would be removed from the school. This was something that was really hard on my heart. Because as a principal back then when I was a teacher, as a parent back then, I would always say if I was ever in that position, that's something I would never want to do. But anyway, I found myself at that point, and the board had decided, and we had to have this child removed until other funds came in so that child can continue on. Well, what happened was so the child was out, and it was about a week or something like that. And there's a spelling bee contest that is coming up, and we had asked, I'd text all the parents and to give them the information and to let them know that there's a spelling bee contest that is coming on. So make sure that where the spelling bee contest was going to be held. And giving them all the information on the text.
And so that particular parent, she texted me back, and she said she would really love to go. She would really love for her son to go and to participate, but he's not in school. So can they help her? Can they know she doesn't have the funds, and what can we do? At that point, it's like it really touched my heart, and I just began to pray with her, and I said, you know what? The Bible says that the children shall be taught of the Lord and great peace shall be with them. So I know it is God's will for him to be here. So we're going to go before the Lord because he owns the cattle on a thousand hills and he's going to make a way for you, whether or not you realize the power that you have standing in front of you, that God can do it. And so we, you know, and I told him, don't worry about it. We're going to pray. So we prayed about it. And after prayer, and I said, God will make a way for you. Don't worry about it. And then so we prayed, and you know, I was talking to someone else and about the situation, and got my boss. Someone sent in a month tuition payments, and then someone else sent in another. And by the end of the week, it was. The amount was like 1,000 something, and by the end of the week, I think we had like over like 700 and something. And then a pastor made an appeal that day at the church, and it was just like funds were just coming in and just overflowing. And then I think she even received more than the funds were. So and he was able to come into school on Monday. Now, what the miracle was for me was that when we did the local spelling bee before going to the national, he won first place. And, mm-hmm. and to God be the glory, I said, wow, look at God. Look at what he has done. And so she is very excited. And today we are getting ready to travel to go to South Carolina for the spell off with, in the conference with all the other schools. So we pray that, I pray that for traveling mercy, that God gives us traveling mercy, and also give him victory, because this is like a testimony, that I saw the hand of God just work, because this was out of school, and he was very bright young man and with potential, and we prayed, and not only that he was able to come back, but the fact that he was able to gain that victory, and he won first place. So to God be the glory on that. And at this time, I'm going to ask Sister Jean, I know you said something earlier, but I would like for you to come on to just give a brief testimony.
Yes. Thank you, my sister dear. Happy Sabbath to everyone. You know, in this song I sung this morning, it says, he is our Waymaker. God is our waymaker. And a couple of years ago, I had my restaurant and grocery store. I don't know who is on the line. No, I've been to Miami. I used to shop in Miami. And I am very near to Highway 27. And so I went down to Miami one Thursday to get my grocery. I drove a 150-foot van, cargo van. And so when I was coming up from the highway, now it's very straight from where I live, 90 miles to Miami. It's only three bend, like three corners to go there. It's straight as far as you can look. So I did my shopping and coming back with my van full of goods, and so it's about 2:33. Then coming up, I had a flat tire. I managed to take out the tire and so and stop in vehicle, and nobody who stopped cannot help me. Even see a trooper stop, and they couldn't help me, and so I waited a while. And maybe half an hour, coming up to an hour. Now it's getting late, and me by myself, coming up to 4 o'clock. I walk around the van. I said, Jesus, I have been in churches where people testify how you came through for them. Now, this is my time. And my God, as soon as the word come out my mouth, maybe another minute or so, I saw a white man, well-dressed. He didn't have on a coat, but well-dressed, his tie and everything. And he pulled in front of the van and stopped. And he came, and I showed him the thing. So he, in a few minutes, I asked him how much he charged me. He said nothing. And he put in the tire in the van, the flat tire. And so for me to leave from, it was on the right-hand side, the passenger side. And he, remember, he put the tire in the van, closed the door. And I come, he came around because he was parked in the front. And I came around same time behind him to come up. I didn't see the car. I didn't see the man. All in a sudden, it vanished. And so I look across the media. I say, well, if he did drive over there to go in the big canal, then I would have seen him going across. And as far as my eyes could look up the road, there were no car. I said, my God. And he came back to me. He said, well, you ask God to send help, and he came and he fixed the tire for you. Tell him thanks. And, oh, God, I've been praising the Lord to come home. I was by myself. All right. When I came up, I've been telling people what happened. So some of them say, what? Some can't believe, but some say it's a miracle. All right. That was on Thursday. Sunday morning, I left work. And I was coming home to get a little rest, to go back. And my radio stay on this 24-hour Burnt and Beat service. So when I reached partway coming home, I heard a testimony on the news. A man, young guy, they got married, so they left America and drove up to Canada. So when they reached the border over Canada side, they had a flat tire. That's the testimony. And so the husband, newlywed husband, was going out to fix it. And the wife said, no, it's cold. Remember, we just coming from America where it's hot, because he had on a short sleeve shirt. And the man said, after the wife said, no, I've opened back. Little pickup truck came and fixed the tire. And the man say, he asked the man, who sent you? He say, well, you know what? This is what I does. I ride around to help people who in trouble. And the man say, the man just vanished. He see the man no more. I say, praise God. If Jesus came and fixed the tire for me. So my sisters and brothers, we are serving a living God. And remember, he sees every little answer out there. If you want to know that the Lord is watching even the little ants, you sit down outside eating anything and the little crumbs, even chewing cane, and the little crumbs drop. You see ants everywhere come pick up the little something carrying to make way and build house for them in a rainy time. So that. So God give all the ants them the knowledge to prepare for tomorrow. So sisters and brothers, let us pray for each and everyone. Be faithful. Jesus is watching every one of us. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. We certainly do appreciate that. And thank God for sending the right person at the absolute right time to repair your tire. Thank God. Even though he was well-dressed, the Bible tells us that be careful, because oftentimes we may have entertained angels and unaware, not even be aware of that. Praise God for that. We do Thank you for that. At this time, I think we may have lost Principal LeBron. Principal LeBron, you're still there. Okay. We're going to have, Principal LeBron, we're going to ask that you introduce our speaker shortly. That's going to be Sister Teresa Morton. She did have a person that was going to introduce her, but unfortunately, that person is not on the air at this moment. So if that person is not there, we're going to ask. I know that you know her, and if you don't mind giving her an introduction. And just before that, we're going to have our final prayer warrior. Unfortunately, the devil really was trying to sabotage our program this morning, but God is able, God is always good, and he's always right on time. We had a number of incorrect numbers that came through the studio that came to me personally, and it was rather confusing. And then for some reason, a number of people who were scheduled did not show up. But nevertheless, God's program, he has a way of always sending his program through, and the message is never deterred. So we give God all the praise, honor, and glory, because this is not my program. This is not Principal LeBron's program. This is God's program. And the devil cannot stop what God has intentions to accomplish, because one thing that God will not do, he will not lie. He will not falter. He will not fail. And when his word goes out there, it will come back to him, manifesting that which he has commanded it to do. And if you don't believe me, go to Genesis, and when it talks about in the beginning, you know, and when God spoke with the logos, when God sent his word out there, and he said, let there be, and it was. Let there be light, and it was. And, I mean, that is power. That is so powerful. And we praise God for being God, our Father. This morning we're going to bring in our final prayer warrior. If you do have a special prayer request, give your name and your prayer request. Clearly, you all, your prayer request, clearly. And Sister Raymond, you're on the line. We just want to say good morning to you once again. Sister Raymond.
Good morning.
Good morning. Sister Raymond, we're going to ask a special prayer for our speaker of the hour, Sister Morton. So please include her in your special prayer request. If anyone else has a special mm-hmm. prayer request, make it known at this time. You can unmute your phone, and we may be only able to take certain calls because we got background noise. So if you have a special prayer request, you want to get it in at this time. Okay, we're going to wait just a few more seconds to give others an opportunity if they have a special prayer request. Are there any other special prayer requests?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I was asking prayer for my two daughters who have strayed away from Jesus, Aisha and Andreen. And bless
right.
my son who has been holding on to the almighty hand of God to keep him and to strengthen him, that he will continue to work for the Master. And also I pray for my two grand boys, Zion and Micah.
Okay.
Also,
go ahead.
Also, our Sister White again, I would like to have my husband Paul and my children to that list for a closer walk with the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, this morning we are so grateful to come to your throne. We praise you, we worship you, because you are the great I am. And I'm looking all over, can't find nobody. Nobody greater than you, God. I've been sitting here listening to the testimony, listening to what you have done for your kids. Father, we bless you. We worship you. You are the great I am. This morning we come to you because you are the only one. You are the only one we can come to. And we say, thank you, Father. We have a Father like you, so kind, that loves us unconditionally. Father, this morning we come before you. It's not an accident that Sister Lewis invites us. That's deja vu. That's because you are allowed that for us to be here this morning, and we are grateful. We worship you. We give thanksgiving to you this morning. Thank you, Father, because for the great opportunity. Lord, we come asking you for blessing for our guest speaker this morning that's going to share your words, not hers, but yours. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus to take the lead. When she opens her mouth, may you are the one who's speaking to us. Because the thing is, you know every little thing about us. You know our name. You know where we live. You know everything and everything about us. Father, we are grateful. And we come to you boldly because you ask us to come. The same way when we're in trouble, the same way when we're in need, we go to our earthly Father. So that's the same way we can come to you like we come to our Father, like we come to our best friend. We can talk to our best friend and ask for whatever we need. Whatever is bothering us, we go talk to them and they listen and they make ways for you. Father, we are thank you. We are grateful for the way you take care of your kids. We are grateful for the way you take care of us every day. And we thank you because this morning we are alive. It's not an alarm that wakes us, but it's you. It's your angel that's watching over us. In this present moment, we can be here. And you heard your daughters that's asking for prayer, Father. You know the name. You know where they live. You know everything about them. We ask you in the name of Jesus to go over the house, to touch them, to touch the daughters, to touch the son, to touch the husband, to touch the entire family, God. We ask you to touch them. There's nothing is impossible with you. Only one thing you want us. We want us to trust you. We want us to believe you. And when we ask you, Father, we're asking you for the doctor, Walker Chelsea, Heavenly Father, that put this program and his staff, that put this program so we can come in every other Sabbath to pray, to worship you, to hear testimony. And those things, God, that's something we need. That's something we need. And we ask, we believe when we pray in the name of Jesus that you always answer our prayer. Not the way we want it, but the way you want. God, we're asking you this morning, come touch everybody. Everybody that's still silent. There's some people that not saying nothing, but you know them. You know where they live. We're asking you in the name of Jesus, send your Holy Spirit. Touch them, and tell them peace and be still. No matter what's going on in their life, God, you are in control. And because you are in control, we have nothing to fear. Bless us. Bless everybody this morning. May this morning, may this Sabbath be a very praise, very hefty Sabbath for them. When they go to church, may you touch them. While they're here, where they are, if they're sick, touch them. Touch them. There's nothing is impossible with you. God, we're asking you for all those blessings. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Okay, thanks. All right, thank you. Okay, at this time, we're going to thank you so very much for that powerful prayer. We certainly do, Sister Raymond. Thank you so very much. At this time, we're Amen. Going to have a slight change in our program. We're going to have some special music. Sister LeBron will come on and bring special music, and that will be followed by the introduction of our speaker, who will also, after that, then we're going to have the song of meditation that will be done by the speaker herself. But we're going to have right now a special music by Principal LeBron. Principal LeBron?
Like a ship that's tossed and driven, battered by the angry sea. When the storms of life are raging, Spirit fall down on me. I wonder what have I done that makes this race so hard to run. Then I say to my soul, take courage, the Lord will make a way somehow. The Lord will make a way somehow. When beneath the cross I bow, He will take away His sorrow. Just let Him have your burdens now. When the loads are down so heavy, and the weight is shown on my brow, there's a sweet relief just knowing the Lord will make a way somehow. This is understanding out of all the good that I do. I go to my friends for consolation, and I found her complaining too. So many nights I've walked in pain, wondering what the day will bring. I say to my heart, don't worry, the Lord will make a way somehow. The Lord will make a way. The Lord will make a way somehow.
Amen. Amen. Principal LeBron, thank you. It's always nice to hear your multi-talents. Amen. The Lord will make a way somehow, just as He always does. He always shows up and shows out. To God be the glory for you. All right, this time we're going to have our introduction of speaker that will come on. Brother Jerry Womack will introduce our speaker of the hour. Brother Womack?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, sir. Yes.
Amen. And good morning. I've enjoyed this. I mean, I've really enjoyed this. May God bless all of you this morning. I've known Teresa Morton since like the late 90s, and she's just been an impeccably wonderful woman, you know, in my life, a wonderful friend, wonderful sister. And I've seen her go through a lot of trials and tribulations, but she, you know, God brought her through. And the only thing that was an anchorage was staying grounded in Jesus Christ. And she's a strong believer in the Sabbath. She's a strong believer in her word. And she's a strong believer in prayer. And, you know, in this month, as they celebrate Women's Month, I can't think of no one who, you know, really is to get this introduction this morning other than my friend, my sister, this praise warrior that God has touched her voice so profoundly strong to be, than other than my sister, Sister Teresa Morton.
Okay, amen. Thank you for that. And at this time, we're going to... Sister Morton will come in and do her own song of meditation, and followed by that, she will deliver the word. And Father, we pray for her that that you will lift her up and according to your will, your grace, and your mercy. All right, Sister Morton.
Praise the Lord, saints. Can you hear me, Dr. Walker?
Yes, we can. Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, Brother Gary, for that beautiful message. And this morning, I just want to share this as we lead into my testimony and my devotion this morning, tried in the fire. And every obstacle, every trial, every pain, every tear that you cry leads you to one thing, and that's where God can get to the heart of you. So this morning in meditation, let's give our hearts to Jesus. As I share this song with you. Church, and as we go through life, and as I was preparing for this devotion, the thing that came to me, even though I tried to prepare something, the thing that came to me is tried by fire. Every obstacle, every lesson learned, every fall down, every get up, every knockdown, every tear, everything that you face in this life leads you to one road. And I like to share this scripture, First Peter chapter 1, verse 7. That a trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Verse 8 says, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with unspeakable joy, full of glory. And then the other scripture I love behind that is 1 Corinthians 3, I believe that's verse 3, let's see, 3:13. And it says here, that 1 Corinthians 3:13, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. So ladies and gentlemen, whatever you're going through, and I hear the testimonies, some of our testimonies are similar. We're having issues with our children, even though they were raised in the church. All that we're going through right now. Some of us have sickness and diseases that are being healed, but we have to go through that. I'm thinking of a fire that happened with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They went through the fire and was unscathed because they wanted to honor God and his law. There was another fire with Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, the high priest, and they got a strange fire, and that fire was not accepted by God. And if you search your Bibles and understand why that was not accepted, and they were killed. So what that lesson shows us, that we just don't bring God anything. We got to come holy as he is holy. And which brings me to November the 16th, 2020. I got a phone call from my son. My son was crying profusely, crying so hard it made me cry. And he said, Mom, I need you to come and live with me. At the time, he was living in San Jose, California, stationed with the United States Air Force after being in the Navy from high school in 2002 all the way up to 2012. So he called me and he was frantic. He said, Mom, I need you to come stay with me. It'll just be me and you, Mom. And in my spirit, I felt a sense of darkness. I felt a sense of darkness. And the Lord, sometimes when you study and pray and get up early in the morning to meet with God, you can discern things. Amen. And so when he was asking me to come all the way to California, I just felt the spirit of darkness that it was something he wanted to do and it wasn't pretty. At any rate, the next day, I get another phone call. And by the way, I had called the VA crisis hotline because my son sounded like he was in distress. And so I called the VA crisis hotline to know of no avail and no offense to anybody that works for the VA, but no, there was no help there. And so the next day I got a call from my ex-husband's wife, and she said, my ex-husband and my son got into a tussle. Well, I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, I thought he was in California. So I called, the day he called me, I called the non-emergency police to do a welfare check on my son. He wasn't there. Little did I know, my son then drove all the way to Georgia. And so what had happened, he got into a tussle with his dad, and his wife called the police on him. Then he called me again, and he was in distress, and he was, you know, going through his episode, because when he moved to California in 16, they diagnosed him with bipolar schizophrenic disorder. And so he was in complete episode, driving, have you. You know, he was still driving. And so he left there, went back, and I guess he tried to set the porch on fire. Here's that fire again, but it didn't work. And then he came looking for my house, and I lived in a community of seniors, and I knew my son was in a state of episode. I love my son, but I didn't want him there, so I sent him to my old city I lived in, which is in Gray, Georgia. And in his mind, he was in some type of war, because when he called me, he said, Mom, get out, get out. They're going to hurt you. He's thinking somebody's hurting you. And so he went to Gray, Georgia, and he got in someone's empty apartment and set a couch on fire. And then after that, my sister called me and said, we got to find Brandon. He's in trouble. Because now by then, the police are looking for him. They put out this fictitious news headline, serial arsonist at large. I'm like, wow, the media is truly the devil at times. And so my sister from Ohio called. We're from Ohio. So my sister called and said, I talked to his wife, and she said, Brandon is on his way to Ohio. And so he got to my sister's house, and he was very calm because that's his favorite aunt. My nephew had already trained for the National Guard, so he called his office and said, my cousin is in trouble. He's in an episode. What should I do? And his officer told him to calm him down, sit him down. Me and my sister did an intervention, and we called a non-emergency. We needed people to come that understood mental illness. They came, and they said he went calmly and went with the police. They put him in the psych ward, I guess in the little jail cell there. Finally, Georgia came and got him, and since December 3rd of 2020, I have not seen my son. I have not held my son in my arms. I have not kissed his forehead. I have not took him by the hand physically and prayed with him. The closest I got to my son was a video visit and prayer on that. And so on the last episode, before all that, I've been praying with my son. I sent my son Bibles. I sent him books to study with. And the last prayer line that we had, I asked everybody to continue to pray for my son because for setting a couch on fire, my son was up for 20 to 30 years in prison for setting a couch on fire. I said, God, you got a boy out here that killed 3 people and walked scot-free, and my son get locked up for 10 to 30 years. And that day I got on the prayer line and I asked you all to pray for my son. I was in such, not discouragement, but I was in a place of praying. I was in a place of prayer. I was in a place of God, help me. Help me to understand the things I can't change. Help me to know the difference. Give me that wisdom. So I was already praying and asking God to control and help me through this process. I said, Lord, I don't want to falter. I don't want to not serve you. I don't want to blame you for any of this. This is all Satan's attack, and it's also the fire that I must go through in order that I be refined like gold. And so after that prayer line, I got a call from my son that Saturday morning, and my son sounded different. He sounded free. And so my son said, Mom, I'm not in jail anymore. I'm at the Augusta Regional Psychiatric Hospital. I immediately called Dr. Walker. I said, Dr. Walker, he's in the psychiatric hospital. He had a trial earlier that week. And he had to appear in court earlier that week. And year to date, I have not seen a public defender. I've reached out to different lawyers to try to help me with my son. And for the first time on that one little hearing, I heard a voice speak up, we're going to postpone the hearing because he has to go to the hospital. And so I just say to you, ladies and gentlemen, when you keep your eyes on the prize, when you burn the midnight oil, and Jeremiah talks about when you contend with the Lord, he'll contend with you and save your children. And so I stand on that promise that my son is going to be saved through it all, no matter what he goes through in the situation that he's in. And I believe God is going to heal him. And I've asked the Lord, whatever way you want to do it, because you're sovereign God. As he's going through his fire and he's being refined, try him, Lord. And whatever you decide to do in terms of healing him or saving him, it's all you, God, because you are God. You're God alone. And so as I close, I'd like to share something that was very, very inspirational to me. And it says here that Jesus has designed these experiences to be an encouragement to us. Hang on one second, that's not it. I was reading from, bear with me, I have it. Okay. When the judgment shall sit and the books of record shall be opened and the history of the effort is revealed, it will be seen that a light then sprang up to be reflected all through the world, through time, and through eternity. this experience has been repeated to thousands of messengers of the Lord Jesus and has inspired hope and courage and faith. And so I just leave with you, ladies and gentlemen, that through all these things that we're going through, the trials of our life, it hurts. Yes, it hurts. We're going to cry. Sometimes we ourselves may have to go through some psychological counseling. And it's okay, because these are only tools that God is using to heal us. And as I close, remember to trust God in this fire of your trial. Trust him. Most importantly, give him your heart. That's why I shared that little song with you. Give him your heart. And I just like to leave you with Jude 1:1, and this beautiful prayer. It's the end of Jude 1. And it says here in verse 24-25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Amen, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. That was a powerful sermonette, a powerful meditation, if you will. I've seen Sister Morton struggle through this and prayerfully about, you know, her son and her concern. It's something when a mother is praying over her children, because God hears those prayers. That was so powerful. Thank you so much, Sister Morton, for coming on and talking about the goodness of the Lord, of what he has done. You just spoke from your heart, and that was powerful. And, you know, and your song, you know, I just want to know you each day. And it's like it's something that, you know, as we move closer to the end of time, we have to move closer to the Lord, and knowing that he so that he can save us, to have a stronger relationship with him, knowing that when we cry out to him, he will listen to us. He will listen. You know, every time I come on this prayer line, it's like just to hear those testimonies. And I just want to thank everyone that has participated this morning, you know, just waking up and allowing God to use you. You know, Sister Antoinette, you know, with the focus point, thank you so much. Sister Wilberg for the scripture, you know, coming on. Sister Jean for your powerful testimony. You know, thank God for allowing him to use you. Sister Maria for the prayer, for the miracle prayer. Sister Hyacinth, Brother Williams, and Brother Marjorie, Margley Raymond, thank you so much. And also Brother Jerry, you know, just to for the introduction of your sister, you know, I thank you so much for everyone that has participated in this program, that when you allow God to use you, he has special blessings for you, because you don't know how far the word is going to other people. And I just want to remind you that in 2 weeks we are going to have our next program. It's a miracle prayer day, miracle prayer. And don't forget, when you come on these programs, you may be coming in empty, but I can assure you that you will definitely leave here full, with the fullness of the Lord with you, to have that assurance and to be more, to feel more of the power of God just moving in your life. And if you have a desire, if you would like to participate next time on the next program, you want to sing, you want to do the scripture, you would love to tell a testimony, to give a powerful testimony, you would love to be part of the prayer, just let us know. Call Sister Woodbury or Dr. Walker. You know, you can call Dr. Walker at, you know, 786-399-6111, or you can call Sister Woodbury. Call Sister Woodbury at 561-452-0499. If you will, call her today. Let her know so that you don't forget. Just tell her, let her know in 2 weeks I would like to participate, so we can get the program ready for the next 2 weeks.
So this, again, I say thank you, everyone, and enjoy this happy Sabbath, Sabbath that the Lord has made, that God has special blessings for you. I know you were blessed this morning. I surely was. But this time we're going to have Dr. Walker come in to give us our benediction.
Okay. Thank you so much, Principal Ron. Just before the benediction, I understand that Brother Jerry Womack wanted to make a comment, but unfortunately we don't see him on here now. For some reason, we may have lost communication with him because we don't see his number showing up in the queue. So, Sister Morton, we apologize for that. I got your message, but I don't see him here. All right, so we'll go ahead with benediction. Okay, we'll go ahead with our benediction. To him who's able to keep us from falling and hold us accountless before his Father, God, I want to say that, Lord, we thank you for the blessings of this program. We thank you for all that you presented. We thank you, Lord, for the miracle that Sister Morton has even asked and prayed and had faith and walked by her faith and did her part, Lord, that now her son, she feels comforted and relieved. Thank you for allowing her to come on this morning and give that powerful testimony. And, Lord, we pray for a special blessing upon her son and all of those who are under the sound of my voice. We pray, the Lord, that you would grant them also the desires of their heart, as you have me and others. And these and other blessings, we thank you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. And now, just as we're closing out, I want to leave you with this song.
Have a good day, everyone. Dr. Walker, Pastor Roland, Principal LeBron, and everyone on the show. God bless you all. Thank you all for your powerful testimony.
And Sister Morton, great presentation, Trad and the Fire, and that was very encouraging to me. And just continue to minister that powerful word. God bless you. Oh,
amen.
God bless you, Sister Marjorie.
Yeah.
And God bless everyone.
God bless
amen.
You. Morton, powerful testimony about your son. And I thank God that he's been better. Thank you.
God, praise God. He's able. He's able. I know he's able. I know our God is able to carry us through. God bless you.
And God bless you, Sister Lewis. God bless you. Always good to hear you share your testimony.
God bless you. God bless you, Sister Lewis, and all the prayer warriors. Thank you all. Thank everybody who participated. May God bless you all. Everyone have a good day. You keep
God bless you, Dr. Walker. God bless you for this outstanding radio show.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, and I would like all the prayer warriors to pray for my friend Tracy, her son. He has mental illness, and he's in prison right now. I believe he's doing 10 plus years. So what God has done for the sister's son, he can do for him as well. So please pray for his name is Andrew. And when he had a mental breakdown and when he was acting erratic, he was calling the police for help. He called the police on himself. But yet still, this young man is in prison serving 10 plus years. This just happened this year. And he has a documented history of mental illness. Documented history. So please, if prayer can release her son out of prison and put him in a situation where he can get counseling, he can do the same thing for my friend Tracy's son, Andrew.
Hallelujah. Yeah, we'll keep Andrew in prayer. Amen.
Pray for Dr. T.
Amen.
Gotten 20 years in prison. Pray for him. He was taking Bible study with me.
Yes, Lord.
Anything happening Jesus. In this world. Have mercy, O God, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on our grandchildren. Some of great children in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
God, do your work in their lives, God. And do your work in our lives also. Have mercy. May we walk in righteousness and truth. May we walk in obedience. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Sister Marjorie, we are continually praying for your sister and her farewell, and we just want to let you know that we're with you, supporting you in our prayers or any way that we can. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Roll, and I'll keep you and your family in prayer also for your brother and your son. God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Amen.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. Happy Sabbath. Have a blessed day.
Happy Sabbath. Amen. Thank you all. Have a great day, everyone. Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Hallelujah. Sister Marjorie, thank you for everything that you are doing to help the disadvantaged children, you know, in the countries that we Dr. Walker is sponsoring, so we appreciate everything that you are doing as a assistant director of sponsorship. So we appreciate you more than you ever know.
Okay, and I thank you also, Pastor O, for the work that you're doing also, and that we'll continue to work together and support Dr. Walker and all the things that we are all doing. We thank you. And God bless you and your family and everybody. Thank you, Principal LeBron, for hosting the show. It's great. For your
amen. Amen to that. Great. Great.
Praise His name. Praise His wonderful name.
Everyone have a great Sabbath.
You too. Praise God's name. Name is worthy to be praised. Jesus Christ has done for the soul of man
the half has never been told. Listen to this song.
And Minister Brown, we appreciate that outstanding opening prayer. And that really just touched my soul to continue to keep all of us lifted in prayer.
Amen.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day, everyone.
Well, I just want to say good morning to everyone and just have a blessed, prosperous, and wonderful day.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor, and everyone on the call. Thank you, Sister Morton, for that powerful message, and that your son may continue to be well, and we'll keep Andrew in prayer also. God bless you.
The line is still open.
Well, we got about 1 minute before it's off from 6:30 to 8:30, Sister Marjorie.
Oh, okay.